Hey everyone, this is Jilly Jilden. So last night I had the opportunity to attend my son's high school graduation. It was such an event. And as any of you who have ever attended a high school graduation, you know that it is not without sitting on uncomfortable seats, waiting for excruciating time to have that 10 seconds or 5 seconds of yelling your head off, cheering for your kid, waiting for that moment. And you know what? It made me think about a lot of different things during the high school ceremony. I think about those hats. Have you ever thought about that? Those square mortarboard hats. And I suppose they're called mortarboards just because they resemble a tool used by bricklayers to hold mortar. And yet the most intelligent people on the planet get dressed up in these gowns and these square mortarboard hats. And some have unique hoods or mantles or different things around their necks adorning their robes. Others have unique tassels on top. But what is the deal really with it? You think, you know, after all this time, why do we have gowns and mortarboards to symbolize a high school graduation? Now, when you look into it, scholars believe that mortarboard is based on the berretta, which was a similar hat worn by Roman Catholic clergy or priests in the 14th and 15th centuries, when students and artists would also wear them. You know, and then we pair them again with these robes and the traditional whole graduation outfit, simply known as cap and gown. I just kind of look at it and think, what's the whole deal here? I think maybe, you know, with the sashes and the mantle and the hood and all of these things for our distinguished accomplishments, you know, they still seem odd and they don't really make a lot of sense. And are we doing it simply because it's tradition? Or is it somehow maybe to control the environment? I mean, how else do you get 420 students to look decent all together? You know, if we attended a couple weeks ago, prom, and they had their own expression of dressing up there, where here, the school just controls their expression. They still have to wear nice clothes underneath. So the best they can really show off or strut is the shoes they wear. And I kind of think it's kind of funny. It's weird, you know, but cool shoes is your best way, or maybe doing something funny during your 10-minute walk or 10-second walk. You know, some did live selfies as they walked up to the line, and others kind of did a dance or strutted, and, you know, then you stop, you shake hands, they hand you a diploma, which really is just a diploma holder because you already got your diploma. So when you open it, it's empty. Again, it's tradition. And, you know, not all traditions are bad, you know, and I want to say that, but it does make me think, you know, we put these mortarboard hats on our heads. And it's kind of to signify we have really arrived academically. So we do it at high school. We even do it, you know, at kindergarten and sixth grade and middle school and high school. And then we do it in college and then degrees and programs. And the only way to build to it is to get a puffier square hat and maybe more things around your neck. But at the end of the day, you're going, you're wearing kind of a goofy outfit that you wouldn't wear anywhere else. But somehow we make it work and it signifies accomplishment. It's tradition. So, yeah, let's talk about traditions for a second, because not all traditions are bad. Even in our Christian life, you know, not all traditions are bad, but I kind of rage against a lot of them because it's just my nature. But you know, dedicating babies to the Lord, I think that's cool. Jesus was dedicated. We still do it. We do it maybe differently, but we do it. And I think it's appropriate and it's needed. Water baptism. I think that's a tradition, and yet it's also an ordinance on the church. It's important, as is communion. And maybe we do it different in different places, you know. I used to serve grapes and crackers. Other people have these all-in-one, peel-it-back type of bread and juice, you know. And since COVID, we want to be really careful that there's no cross-contamination with the Lord's broken body and shed blood, by the way. It's still kind of unique. I think vows in a wedding, they're appropriate. They're tradition, but we do them because we want to keep those commitments. But tradition for tradition's sake can be a bit ridiculous. And if no one understands why they exist, they become irrelevant and really unappreciated. I wondered how many people last night sitting in that gym, 420 students plus all their family, could tell us why the square hat, why the flimsy thin gown. Wouldn't you be more comfortable not putting that on your head and wearing that? And they would probably all say yes, but we want them to look good. We want them to look appropriate. We want them all to match. We want all those things, but to what end? And some of the things we do as Christians in the church, as believers, to what end? To why do we do things the same time, the same way? Why is the order of service the same way always? Why does this happen or that happen? And we have traditions. And I wondered, you know, when I looked at that hat, what's the mortarboard of your Christian life? What's the square thing that you kind of do, but you don't understand why you do it, and you kind of wish you didn't have to do it? I would venture to say that too many of our churches are resting comfortably on what they have always done without really being missional and intentional. And I know that it's easy to get like that in many ways of our life. So it's not a profound podcast, and I'm not really trying to pick a fight with anyone. I'm just trying to say, let's ask a few questions. Let's look into why we do some of the things we do, and maybe do something better for the next generation. That's my goal. Hope you appreciate it. Peace.